back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, sadly, I want to go back to Uvalde, Texas, the school district. And there's more and more revelations coming out about how the police, the school police chief in particular, simply ran away and sacrificed kids. There was still something like 11 kids alive and three teachers in that room. And they could hear the police retreating down the hall. The Uvalde school police chief is in deep trouble. In Parkland, the security officer hid from the shooter and he has been criminally charged. It is a criminal offense to fail to discharge your official duties, and mostly that's not prosecuted. But when somebody deserts his post, lets 19 children and two teachers die when there were 11 still alive and three teachers still there. One of them was shot twice and lived. The other two were killed. That's a different story. So the Uvalde police chief is now making up excuses. And here are some of them. And it's beyond belief, really. One came from his lawyer, but they basically come from him. First of all, he says, quote, "I deliberately left my radio behind to help my shooting accuracy." Well, let me tell you something. Okay. Let me tell you something. The radio is your communication. When the 9/11 calls came in from those little ones, you would have known because they would have radioed them to you. Nobody was asking you to shoot anybody. They were asking you to send your men in. That's what they were asking you to do. You know, the general doesn't go, "Here, let me go up to the front lines right now and fire the first shot." Some generals are involved in combat and some die. But he was the head guy. No one cares about his shooting accuracy. And if he's saying he can't shoot right because he has what? A radio on what? His belt? And his hand is a gun? Give me a break, okay? Second, he said, "I tried to get into the room. I tried at least 26 keys. None of them worked. And it was a key ring that weighed 10 pounds. Now, let me tell you something. A gallon of milk weighs 8 pounds. All right? Gallon of milk weighs 8 pounds. Pick up a gallon of milk. Then add 2 pounds to it, a quarter of it. That's basically another quart, almost a half gallon, onto that. And stick it on the janitor's belt. His pants are going to be down by his ankles. I mean, give me a break. Pick up 10 pounds of sugar. Do you ever pick up 10 pounds of sugar? 10 pounds of potatoes? Did you ever pick up a gallon of milk? Gallon of milk isn't even 8 pounds. It is 8 pounds, not 10 pounds. You put that on your belt, your pants are at your ankles. So I don't believe it was 10 pounds, to be very, very honest with you. And why did 26 keys weigh 10 pounds? I mean, 26 keys don't weigh your car keys and your house and all that. You might have 3, 4, 5 keys. Does that weigh 2 pounds or something? No, it doesn't weigh 2 pounds. Then he goes, "Well, we did our best. We did our best. That guy was in there with live students for about an hour, and they didn't do anything. We were waiting for backup." Oh, you are. You're waiting for what? Backup? How many guys did you have there? Why did you handcuff and throw on the ground fathers who wanted to break in to rescue their daughters? Some of them had brought their own guns. Why did you do that? Why didn't you let them at least try it if you weren't able to? We had to secure the crime scene. But, you know, 11 of them hadn't been killed yet. And three teachers hadn't been shot at and two killed. So there had been a crime scene leading up till then, but the idea was to save the little ones. The idea was to save the little ones. And if you're not willing to do it, let the fathers do it. Wouldn't do it. Couldn't get in the door. He said, finally, another officer found the key. Really, he found the key? Where did he find the key? Where the heck did he find the key? Well, was it on a hook in the janitor's office? You didn't look? Why didn't you break the door down? Well, we were waiting for a battering ram. Oh, you're waiting for a battering ram. Why didn't you shoot through the door? You can shoot through the door. He's on the other side. Bring him up to negotiate with him and then shoot him through the door. Shoot low so that you don't hit a kid. This is absolutely disgusting, absurd. And this is an example why criminal defendants usually are told by good lawyers, don't say anything. The minute you say anything, they realize you're lying and they realize how ridiculous it is. To say that he deliberately left his radio home to help his shooting accuracy, and then he didn't shoot, and then he couldn't get 9/11 calls. And then he says he tried 26 keys on a key ring that weighed 10 pounds is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And he waited over an hour for backup, basically for people with the guts to go in instead of him, is what it was. And the people in there heard them retreat. Well, there's a lot of things that have to be done about Uvalde. One of them has to be you get rid of everybody there who did not go in, and you have the police chief in front of a grand jury. Message has to be sent. The second thing is AR-15s, and I'll say this on blue in the face, AR-15s are military weapons. You have a magazine with 30 rounds, that's a military weapon. The intent there is to kill people. People like Cruz and the rest say, well, you need it for killing some animals. Oh, really, what animals? What animals do you require 30 rounds from a semi-automatic like an AR-15? And then they say, well, you know, 18-year-olds have rights. Yeah, 18-year-olds have rights and they have responsibilities. Some states are not allowed to drink. They used to be not able to vote till they were 21 until a constitutional amendment passed in 1972. They can be drafted into the Army or armed services. That's how they show responsibility. With rights come responsibilities. An 18-year-old does not have the maturity, does not have the sense of responsibility to buy an AR-15 with magazines holding 30 rounds. You can buy several of them on his 18th birthday. Or the day after. And that's what happened in Buffalo, and that's what's happened in Uvalde. Mitt Romney just came out for raising the age to 21. The bill that's going through the Senate right now, the bill in the House is great. I mean, the bill in the House raised it to 21 for semi-automatics like that. I don't think that's enough. Apparently, they didn't have the votes for more. It simply has to be classified as a military weapon, along with nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, biological weapons, stingers, javelins, shoulder-held missiles, bazookas, machine guns, then put semi-automatics with high and high-capacity magazines, like AR-15s. That's all. Suddenly, you can't have them, and if you do have them, have a buyback, and if you don't buy it back, impose a tax on it. And then if you don't pay that tax, you've committed tax fraud. And then the second thing on that, permit gun manufacturers and gun stores to be sued if they sell it to a murderer. They'll get insurance, and the insurance companies will do the real work. They'll say, here's what you're going to do, guy. You're not going to sell to 18-year-olds, or we are not going to insure you. Something's got to be done, but this clown in Uvalde, enough's enough listening to this stuff. Go to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.